Okay. That's it's a good question. It is a good question.
Is it?
I'm thinking the teeth. I'm thinking the no. You know what would be hilarious? Elliot Page.
As Aaron Elliot Judge. Page is Aaron Judge in the A24 Aaron Judge movie.
That would be so funny. This is a great place to start the first ever.
First of all, welcome podcast. To yeah. Why don't you do our Daniel Moykins wants to be internet famous.
Yes, you know, I'm feeling it's time to come back. I feel it's time.
After one reel that got over 5K views on Instagram, Moika wants to return to the
while
internet.
While we were in that podcast, when we were talking about, oh, you know, like if when I was doing the internet stuff, you'd post a video and you'd see the number goes up. It's like a game. Yo, it's so back, dude. It's so back. I was sitting in bed just looking at the numbers go up, reading comments. I was like, yo, I'm so back, dude.
I'm so cooked.
It's so good.
That's good. Hey, if I could be a part of your internet fame a tiny bit, that's what it's all about.
Listen, I appreciate it.
Of course. I'm a former high school football player.
Me as well.
And a former high school musical theater participant. Football is objectively gayer than musical
I mean,
theater.
Yeah, the slapping of the asses. What's funny is in media and movies, there's always the shower scene.
Always.
Everyone's in the shower. Never happened in real life.
Never.
I never hopped
I've
in the
never
shower
never taken
with
a shower.
With
I have never showered.
Why?
All right,
first off, why
anybody.
Is that a thing? What, like,
in
I
movies?
Was, yeah.
Well, because I think I would assume high school and like, well, first of all, movies can never depict high school right. Because look at fucking Riverdale
for
Christ's sake.
30-year-olds to
yeah,
play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Where that? I would assume older generations probably did do that. Probably did shower together
in the 60s when they're like, "Hey, good old boy, let's hop in the shower."
Yeah, let me see your penis.
Let me see your penis.
Yeah, no, like we never, like the idea of even showering in school never registered.
And
in
you
my
know
head.
What's funny? That was something that terrified me in middle school.
Yeah, because you thought it was real.
You see, oh my gosh, what's that movie? It's not Chronicle, but it's about like vampires. It's got
The Lost Boys.
No, oh my gosh, it's gonna kill me. It's a really bad, like during the Twilight era
okay.
of movies. It's got the guy who played Winter Soldier in it. It's going to kill me that I don't remember the name. They're all swimmers.
And they're vampires?
They're power people. Like, they have vampire-like powers. They ascend. You can't use your powers before you ascend because you can lose them. Some weird... It's a terrible movie. It's terrible. But there are so many scenes of shirtless, like, 30-year-olds pretending to be high schoolers in high school in a swim locker room. And when I saw that movie as a younger individual, it scared me because I'm like... Yo, I don't want to take
it's like,
my...
I'm fat. I don't want to take my shirt
oh,
off.
Oh, hell no. That I was not a big
I'm
fan.
I'm keeping the Yankees hoodie on while I shower.
Oh, yeah. And then under that Yankees hoodie, I've got a one of the warm-up shirts with,
yeah.
with the emblem right in the
and
chest,
then under
the dry
that,
fit.
Under that, I have a Sears Yankees t-shirt, Derek Jeter, number two.
Yeah, but no Yankees logo on it. It just says, like... Bronx Bombers, Derek Jeter,
yeah,
because
yeah,
they didn't
yeah.
have the Yankees license.
Yeah, they didn't have the exact license to say Yankees.
Speaking of the Yankees, can I just say, what a day.
What a fucking day.
The only reason why we're doing this right yeah. now is an emergency podcast for the Yankees.
I imagine how many people are doing the exact same thing
oh,
right
yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah. The influx of white friends
of, the of influx
over 5
of
years who just bought some podcasting equipment just skyrocketed.
The influx of white males in the 200-pound-plus range that are sports fans buying a pod. I've said before, as somebody who has a podcast and somebody who produces other people's podcasts for a living.
Welcome.
I always say people should have a mental health or a mental background check. Like if you're going to buy a gun, we should
yeah.
treat buying podcast equipment the same way as
Yo,
buying guns.
You're at Best Buy getting a background check. They take
yeah,
you into a back
for your
room.
Road yeah. mic. You go, hey, so turns out in 2008 you had a drunk driving incident. Want to
yeah.
talk about that?
You got a DUI back in 2011 yeah. and now you're buying podcasting equipment.
Yeah.
What is the nature of your podcast? Oh, actually, it's a politics podcast.
It's like absolutely
not. And you got flagged. The FBI yep. showing up to your door.
Oh, it's a Knicks podcast. Hey, all right, come on in, pal.
Yeah.
What I know you're a Knicks fan. I'm a
huge.
I'm a Nets fan.
Which shocked me.
I don't know exactly where what the season. Well, hey, you know what? Let's focus on baseball right now.
Well, listen, we'll circle back.
Okay.
Basketball starts in 2 days.
We can
touch on basketball.
Our two teams are playing each other right now. The Eagles and the Giants.
Yeah, I was absolutely heartbroken when I walked in and the TV was off the wall, because I would have said, hey, you know what would be funny? If we had the game going while we were filming a podcast, yeah. Really just embrace the sports.
Well, I got Spectrum app on my phone.
Everyone hop on Spectrum TV. Wait, what was that app that people used to amp me? Yeah, that must be like my generation in high school thing.
I'm gonna check the score of the Giants game right now.
If you didn't have speakers,
oh my Jesus Christ!
Saquon, he's been
28-3.
Smack.
Eagles are smoking them right now.
Smack.
Fourth quarter, 10 minutes left.
Oh yeah,
Eagles have the ball.
Over under on Jalen Hurts like light skin stares at the camera when his helmet is off.
I've completely given up on football as a Giants fan. I'm done. Like, I'm just, I don't want to watch it.
I understand. It's, listen, my mom is a Giants fan. My entire family is Giants fans, except my uncle. He's a Broncos fan.
Bandwagon, probably.
No. No. Right. He was there before they won the Super Bowls.
Okay.
And he's been a fan since. He's got like the Montana jersey signed.
Wow.
Is it Montana or Elway? I think it's Elway. It might be both.
Bro, you're asking the wrong dude.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I love football, but I love, like, college football.
Yeah.
College football is my bread and butter. Speaking of college football, I'm going to Notre Dame Navy this Friday.
Fire.
With all my alcoholic Irish family.
Nice.
And I'm designated driver. I have
you're
to.
DH. You're Stanton.
Oh yeah, I'm Stanton. I'm Mike. I'm Big Mike.
You're Big Mike Giancarlo Stanton.
I'm coming out of the bullpen to take all my drunk Irish family home from a. So listen, I was at my mom's place yesterday, right before the Yankee game. We're talking, and my uncle calls and he's like, "Hey, do you want to go to Notre Dame on Saturday?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I want to go to Notre Dame on Saturday." He goes, "Can you be in my house at 4 a.m?" I was like, what?
Where's
MetLife?
Ah, yeah. Okay.
So Notre Dame, Navy, two ranked teams. The Navy is ranked. And Army.
Wow.
Army and Navy are in the top 25. That hasn't been the case since the 50s.
No.
Which is crazy. So
yeah, tickets used for the Army games are always like $7. Yeah. They're going to be more because they're ranked.
But now they're ranked. And I'm going to pick my uncle up at 4 a.m.
Where does he live?
Goshen.
Okay, all right. That's not too far from where
you are. But from me to there, that's an hour. And then I got to go pick up all my other family members. And
damn, they can't even rally at your uncle's house?
Hell no.
That's fucked up.
Because I'm designated driver, so I'm going to pick up my uncle to then go to my other family's house. And then we're going straight down to MetLife. Tailgating starts 7:30 in the morning.
Damn.
That's how Irish families do Notre Dame. It's 7:30 in the morning. Yeah. Escalade pickup truck, Guinness hats, koozies, turtlenecks. It's going to be an experience.
Just parking lot hanging out.
Yeah. And all right. Listen, I'm all for it.
I've only tailgated once my whole life.
Really?
For a Subway Series game 2 years ago, under the bridge, under the highway, in those like parking lots of Citi Field.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Yankee Stadium.
No.
Because I have tailgated.
Well, I don't drink.
I was going to say,
my brother. No.
Yeah, let's break your sobriety on a podcast.
Let's
get a beer going.
My 25-year streak.
Yeah. Have you ever had a beer?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Just doesn't interest you?
No.
Any alcohol?
No.
Listen, good for you, man.
I've, like, been handed shots and, like, taken it and spit it right back out when they're not looking.
It's never hit your...
I've never consumed
alcohol.
I definitely think when I was little, I might have, by accident one
time. Stolen a beer.
I didn't steal a beer. I drank what I thought was water, and I'm 99% sure it was just straight Smirnoff vodka.
Oof.
And I was like 6 or 7, and it like burned so bad.
Is that the reason, or do you just have
I mean, not really. I mean, like the stuff with my dad, yeah, for sure. But also like anything that has like a huge social aspect to it, like drinking and smoking, I'm like, nope.
You're underground.
Not even. I wouldn't even like, no, because the straight edge too, I think the same thing is like
you're
annoying.
You hate
equally,
CM Punk.
No, well, hold on there. I'm not the biggest CM Punk fan. My friend Adon is a big CM Punk fan. I'm not a big fan of him personally.
I liked CM Punk the more that he delved into the like King of Chicago character.
Yeah.
And when he pulled away from the straight edge character.
I liked Punk until the feud with Jeff Hardy and Jeff Hardy left. Because when I was little, I was like, CM Punk.
Well, that's kicked, everybody.
CM Punk kicked Jeff Hardy out of the WWE.
But you have to think about it in the way of that pushed him further as one of the best heels of that time. Because everybody loved Jeff Hardy. Like, when you're a kid and you hate, like, Edge, when you hate Jeff,
Randy Orton,
CM Punk, Randy Orton, like, that just solidifies how good they are at their job.
Yeah.
Like, and also, it kind of goes to show that Roman Reigns, he is fantastic at his job, because he's at the point where he got everyone to hate him, everyone to love him.
Yeah.
And now, like, everyone, he's
polarizing.
He's
no
the most
what.
Over guy right now, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, 3 years ago, if you said that, you kind of been like, what?
Who, what Yankee baseball player would you say is the Roman Reigns?
Right now, right Giancarlo. Now.
Giancarlo Stanton, baby.
He is the tribal
Not
chief.
Not Soto?
Soto is a perfect, like, Jey Uso. Soto's a perfect Jey Uso. Because he's there.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic member of the team.
He's over.
Arguably, at some points, bigger than Giancarlo.
Well, compared to... Okay, so let's like...
But it's always been
Let's
Giancarlo.
Just go postseason right now, all right? So, okay.
Yeah, what are invigorating...
What
Sports
a way to start.
That
what
we
a
get.
Way to
Your
start.
Your sobriety, and now we went to WWE.
And now we're bringing it back to
now
baseball.
Now we're bringing it back. Let's center this
I think
podcast.
In terms of right now in the postseason, obviously. Okay, so as of today, it's Sunday, the day after Game 5.
We just clinched. Mets play the Dodgers
last night.
Tonight
yes.
at 8 o'clock
and
to
I
figure
will be
out
watching
who we're
that.
Me
I
as
will.
Well.
What is Dodgers leading 3-1?
It's 3-2.
3-2.
So
wow.
Mets win tonight. We got another game.
We got a Game 7.
Tomorrow.
In New York.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think in New York.
That'd be crazy.
Bro.
Can we look that up? Frank, look that up.
Frank,
anyway,
look that up.
In terms of the postseason, obviously, Soto and Stanton, Judge is not
Listen,
there. Judge is not there.
Judge had his moment the previous game. He hit the game-tying home run.
Yeah.
It was late in the game. He broke that streak. He got an extra base hit earlier in the series. Like, he's starting to come out of it, but it's just that game collapsed. So everyone forgets, like, he didn't have a great game last night. They're back on the he sucks train.
Yeah.
That's not the case. He is one of the greatest players in the league right now. He's going through a little bit of a slump. What I love, though, is...
This is his first World Series, right? I hope
yeah.
he had
oh, that's a lot of these guys' first. So what's crazy is...
Soto's the only one that's been to a World Series.
He's won with...
the Nationals.
D.C.
Nationals.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He won with the Nationals, then he went to... Padres never went. This is his first time back since then. But if we look at this objectively, everybody thinks Yankee fans are like, oh, 27 World Series, your team's in the playoff every single year, yada, yada, yada. It's not that.
No.
I remember watching us lose in the wild card to the Red Sox. Last year, we didn't even make the postseason. I remember watching, like, Jacoby Ellsbury and Brett Gardner bobblehead night. Like, I remember that's what I had to look forward to as a child.
Yeah.
Now, no disrespect to Brett Gardner, but those teams were not good. 2012, 2013, mm-hmm. I was going to the games every single year. Like, I witnessed 2009. I was too young for 2000. I wasn't even born yet. Didn't even get to see the 9/11 series with Arizona. I was too young for that. I was born in 2002. I only caught the tail end of that fantastic group. I saw 2009, and then it's kind of just been like since 2017 we're close but no cigar. This feels like the year.
Yeah, the last 2009 was
the World Series,
the World
against
last
the Phillies. I watched that, went to the parade.
We haven't in the last 10 seasons we've made it to the playoffs 8 times with a 57% winning percentage but 0
World Series appearances. So
we have lost. Let me see here. One.
Listen, I don't want to be a stats podcast.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Go straight into the feelings of this. This feels magnificent.
You think? So? Yeah.
I'm not even joking when I say, if you're dealing with mental health struggles and you have an issue with who you are as a person and
this
all.
This will
of
be my third World Series I've seen as a Yankees fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You're
2003,
like 3 years older
2009,
than me.
And now. 2024.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm 1 year old. I don't count 2003. But if you have mental health struggles and you have a like an identity problem, push everything. Just become a sports fan.
Why?
It takes away the thought in anything. Like now, Tottenham, Yankees, Rangers, Knicks, Eagles, all determine my mental health.
Yeah.
I don't need to worry about the consequences of the problems of my life when the Yankees are the thing that gives me, you know, that feeling.
But that's okay. So that's a couple of things. It's like any sort of fandom, your movies, your television shows, your sports, wrestling, anything. What it's you choose to emotionally buy into something bigger than yourself.
Yes. And I feel like a lot of people who struggle with things aren't emotionally bought into a lot of things.
But I don't think buying into something just to get, I don't think that you have to be that kind of person. No, yeah, for you. I don't know. I don't
make
think so.
It happen.
I don't want anybody listening to think that.
I growing up, I loved the idea of sports, hated watching it, loved playing it.
Yeah.
But now I'm at the point in my life where it's like, how could you not love sports? If you are a fan of any sort of drama, any sort of film, anything like this, like every player on that Yankees team is a movie. It's a movie. Luke Weaver, for 7 years of his career, was a failed starting pitcher. He was nothing. He was completely, like, out to lunch. Nobody cared about him. He wasn't good. The Yankees pick him up. He becomes one of the most dominant closers on this team. He's weird. He's got a little bit of autism in him. He, like...
Really?
Bro, did you see him warming up yesterday? He was jumping up and down on his tippy toes into a squat.
Yeah, that's called working out, Moiko.
No, but like, listen, he's a pitcher.
Yeah.
Like, he's a closing pitcher. He talks weird. He calls himself wiry. Like, he's look at Luke Weaver interviews.
Yeah, he'd be putting on them Jordans, though, so
he's
put some respect on him.
I love him to death. See, all right, next topic, closing pitcher. Let's go through like a tier list of like what you would want as a closing pitcher.
Mariano Rivera.
All right, so but again, like his archetype, like
that's it.
Dominican, Puerto Rican who used like a cardboard box as a glove growing up.
Yeah.
Like that's a good archetype for
because
your closing
pitcher.
Because
you know what, to me though, like if you're and this is probably very like if you were grew up playing in the DR, Cuba, Puerto Rico, anywhere that's
don't
not
know
America,
how old you are.
You don't know how old you are. You don't know when you're getting your next meal.
Yeah.
You might get killed at any point in time or drafted to some like militia.
You are.
And you manage to make it to the major league base. I have mad respect. Even the two.
Oh, yeah.
The Guardian shortstop and second baseman, both from Venezuela. As much as I don't like them, I respect them.
Yeah, you got to
give
them love.
Because I'm like, yo, they came from that and they're here. Like
for me.
And I have a lot of respect for the Naylor brothers after yesterday's game.
I don't.
Why?
Never. What are you talking about? We won. We're the best.
Yeah, but still, they
we're
put
the
in
best,
a good. They
Mike.
They put
we're
in,
going to the World Series. I don't
still
care
put in
about
a good
Naylor.
Effort. They still put in a good effort. That's
who
all
cares?
I'm going to say.
You know who else put in a good effort? The Axis powers during World War II. They didn't win. They didn't
oh
win,
my
Mike.
God.
It doesn't matter. Winning is what matters. America. This is what it's all about. The only time winning doesn't matter is Rocky won. That's the only time winning doesn't matter. And he won anyway. He went on to win anyway.
Well, that was in Rocky too.
And three. And four.
He
and
lost
five.
In three.
He lost against...
In the beginning of the movie, he loses the first fight.
The beginning. It's always a comeback. It doesn't matter.
All right. Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
The Yankees lost games this year.
They did.
First time I took my wife to a Yankees game, I got tickets for $20 in the outfield. It was 16-1 Orioles. They put up 9 in the first inning. We came back. We're here.
You're hyped. I can tell you're very hyped.
Listen, back to the archetypes.
Yeah.
Dominican, like quiet... closer is a great archetype. Mm-hmm. I like wiry, autistic closing pitcher. If your pitcher has a little bit of autism in you,
how do you don't know for sure he's autistic.
It's not about it's the vibes, Mike. I'm not looking at it. I'm not looking at a test that says he has a neurological disorder.
Okay.
I'm looking at it the way he like kind of looks away from the camera, the way he's a tiny little bit.
Bro, he's trying to focus, maybe. Maybe he might be. I don't know.
There's an interview where he's like, "I'm Ron Burgundy." Like he's doing like a Ron Burgundy joke in an interview. Like he's like a weird guy.
I have to Google something.
I'm telling you. But listen, like an autistic pitcher is legendary. Now, a pitcher that the idea of it sounds good but is actually bad. Is big white guy, beard, shaved head, somewhere from the south as your closing pitcher. Normally nicknamed like Big Country. You'd think that guy would be a
big hucker.
But the problem is, if he's playing anywhere outside of the south, it's destined to fail.
Oh, he's from Florida. He's not autistic. He's just from
what
Florida.
What does that have to do with anything?
It has everything to do with
I'm pretty sure there's a decent amount of autism in Florida.
Maybe.
Too much sun out there, man. There's way too much sun. He went to Florida State. He went to Florida State University. He's been a failed pitcher.
Hey, you know Luke Weaver's religious?
Good.
Yeah.
I love to see it.
You guys have a lot, two things in common.
Yeah, we do have two. A little bit three autistic. Things. Tall.
You like the Yankees.
And we believe in Jesus.
Believe in Jesus and slightly on the spectrum, maybe.
But listen, I truly believe that this is the team of destiny. I don't care.
You think
if it's,
so?
I don't care if it's the Dodgers. I don't care if it's the Mets. I feel it like in my bones, like it's there.
I can't wait to listen to this back. Like when the
we
World
lose
Series starts
and
we fucking
and I'm
lose.
Crying. Then podcast is over before it began.
Yeah, I mean, I hope. Of course, I want the Yankees to win the World Series. That's without a shadow of a doubt.
For
now
content,
it's like,
you want it to lose? Do you want them to lose?
No, I don't want them to lose at all, whatsoever. However, if the Mets make it to the World Series and it's Mets-Yankees.
You son of a bitch.
No. If the Yankees lose, I am going to never speak publicly ever again about anything ever for the rest of my life. You thought I was going to say something positive about the Mets?
Yes.
Well, my grandmother, who was a big Mets fan, did just pass away. So I was like, if the Yankees don't make it, I want the Mets to make it.
That's extenuating.
But I even said at her funeral, I was like, I want the Mets to win the World Series. I was like, actually, I lied.
Never
I don't know why I said that.
I don't know why I was,
and then I go,
that.
I go turn to my cousin and go, I didn't love her that much. Sorry, Grandma.
Oh, man. But listen.
They got Spotify in heaven.
That's the beauty of sports. I hope so. Stairway to heaven on the way to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I think the beauty of sports is it is poetic. Every season is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
There are winners. There are losers. There's, you know. It's beautiful. And for people who are like, sports are just sports. Like, there's not even a story. It's just whoever wins. It's like, you don't care enough to look into it. Like, when I look at Aaron Judge being adopted by two, like, tiny white parents, and then him being a three-sport legendary athlete, getting drafted by the Yankees, becoming the captain, getting his own section, the Judge's chambers in Yankee Stadium, to where he is now, that's a movie. Also, I need to know who put Aaron Judge up for adoption and how bad they're feeling right now.
That's I didn't know he was adopted.
Yeah, he was adopted.
Wow, okay.
He's from California. He got adopted by like two like really small white parents. They're like really old.
Lil' Aaron.
Yeah,
this Lil' Aaron. So is their last name Judge, or was he?
Probably.
Did he come preloaded with that name?
That would be a he comes preloaded like a custom
like if you're at the
one.
If you're at the orphanage and there's a kid whose name like that sounds like a baseball player.
Aaron Judge. Yeah, we'll sign him up.
Yeah, like
he wasn't even just a baseball player. Football. He was all state. Like
damn.
He got offers from like D1 programs for tight end.
But he decided to play baseball.
Yeah, I mean the money in baseball.
It's smarter in baseball. Your longevity.
CTE. The money.
Mm-hmm.
Like who wouldn't want to be a baseball player?
Yeah,
it's just harder.
It's weird. I always feel like NFL and NBA players always have more mainstream success than baseball players.
Well, because baseball is dying, sadly. Baseball isn't as popular as it used to be. And what kills me is baseball is like the most American sport you can
get. Well, because baseball is not as accessible as basketball and football.
I mean, yeah, travel teams, you got to pay
like
$7,000.
Like the average kid growing up in like a low-income area probably – their parents can, you know what I mean? Like, it's much affordable and it's a lot easier.
Well, yeah, you just got to buy a ball and take him to a CYO
team
and he can play basketball.
But you could dribble a basketball like anywhere. You can play
catch.
That's why soccer, I think, is the most popular sport in the world because all
you
need is
a ball. And a box,
and that's it. Baseball, you need nine people.
But also,
people,
the way that
minimum.
Soccer is set up across the globe is like, it's all free to play.
Yeah.
The teams pay the little kids to be on their academy
teams.
Yeah,
baseball, you have to pay to play
the sport, which is why it's definitely not as popular.
Looking back, I never realized how expensive that shit was. Like, my mom would tell me, like, how much you'd pay for me and my brother, and I'm like, damn.
It's a lot of money.
Just for, like, to get assigned to some team and the coach, like, doesn't fucking show up for the practices.
He doesn't play you. He's drunk when he shows up.
Yeah.
He's hitting on the single moms that are there.
And then you lose, like, 9-0 every game.
I have crazy
baseball coach lore. Like, so the guy who fired my dad from his job that triggered his depression, which triggered his alcoholism, which then resulted in his death, was my little league coach.
Did he play you?
He died the same year I was on that guy's team.
Oh. Oh.
And my dad never came to any of my games because he was,
of course,
dead and sick. But then I made the connection that who that guy was. I was like, yo, what? That's like insane.
That is insane.
I was on the Royals that year.
Well,
on the Royals.
Yeah.
New Windsor Little League Royals, baby.
The champs. Went state two champs.
And eight. Went 2-8, and then
2-8.
Now, yeah, we suck. And then when I was on the Yankees, I think it was the Yankees.
That's such a.
Might have been the Yankees or the White Sox, dude. If I wasn't placed on a team that I fucked with,
dude, I was livid. I was Yankees, I was Giants, mm-hmm. which was cool because you had the orange and the black,
mm-hmm.
and then I had the Rockies, so I had the purple, which sparked my love for purple. The one my last year I signed up. I got placed on the A's.
I've been on the A's twice. I actually want to
quit. I didn't play because I didn't want to be in green.
I was on the A's like a couple of times, but the last time I played for Cal Ripken. No, I had one more season with Cal Ripken.
You know what's the best?
My second season was Cal Ripken. With the A's, we won the championship.
Parents at these games.
Fuck no.
It is the best to watch.
It's not.
Oh my God. He didn't even swing. It's
insane. And I understand. I get why.
White Claw surges in Stanley Cups, just drunk, annoying parents. It's a hotbed for. It's a hotbed for like ratchet white activity. And it's the best.
Yeah.
Being an umpire. Were you an umpire?
I upped the little kids. When I was 15, I think I you know when you ump from behind the pitcher because there's no pit. I've done that twice.
Okay. And you weren't doing Little League.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
I was Little League.
I would not do that.
I was Little League first base umpire. I tossed a couple people and it felt amazing. There was a dad who I check swing. I call strike. Kid strikes out. Guy goes, come on, Blue. Come on, Blue. I look to him. And I was like, tell your kid to choke up. Come on. I was
refs are not supposed to say shit.
No,
like that.
Well, listen, you're an umpire. I'm getting paid $15 for this game. I'm tight. I want to go home and play Black Ops 3. I was not in the mood to
do
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, listen, I was the only reason why I was doing it so I could buy Jewel Pods. dude, I was feeding on the sideline. I wasn't
the
about
Little
to take
League
any.
Umpire to $15 to Jewel Pod triangle that you found yourself in.
Oh yeah, and so he was like, you need some glasses. You need some glasses. He was choked up. I was like, I'll give you one more. I'll give you one more, bro. So his kid was second baseman.
Oh,
next. The innings turn over.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hot shot right to him. He picks it up, kind of bobbles it a little bit on the pickup, throws, and it was close. I called it safe.
Oh man!
And the guy flipped. He was like, how much are they paying you? I go, $15 is Little League. You're out of here. I tossed him. It was the best feeling. The power. The tiny amount of power that somebody can get and they can turn into, it's the best. Those days, drunk parents, you're pissed off because you're 15
so
with
much,
the nicotine addiction.
Yeah.
You're trying to save up to buy,
Jewel
asbestos to throw in your body.
Vapable asbestos.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to Little Uzi Vert in one half of your ear.
And the Joe Rogan podcast.
And the Joe Rogan podcast in the other ear.
You have your skull candy earbud listening to Joe Rogan and your AirPod listening to
the Joe Rogan side's busted out, so it's like, hey, Jamie, pull that
out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. No, I never umped Little League, but I played for a very long time. And obviously baseball and basketball are my top two sports, and wrestling. Yeah. Although wrestling, I wouldn't consider sports a little different because entertainment.
It's real to me, damn it.
No, of course.
You're putting your body on the line.
You know, it's definitely different, but yeah.
The athleticism is the same.
The Yankees won the American League, by the way. If
we
anybody listening wanted to know why we started doing this.
The pennant. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean,
you ever see that movie, Everybody's Hero?
Everybody's Hero.
Yeah.
Is that the Matt LeBlanc with the monkey at third base?
No.
Is that Ed?
No.
What movie am
I
thinking of?
Everybody's Hero. I don't even know if anybody else has seen this movie but me. But we have a bootleg copy of it in my house.
Really?
And essentially, It's, I have to verify this real quick.
Okay. I think we should do a watch along if you have a bootleg of this movie. I have a Chinese bootleg of Star Wars episode
Everybody's
one.
Hero came out in 2006. Oh. It was an animated comedy.
Animated?
It was a cartoon. It was a cartoon, sorry. Oh.
Well, it's animated.
What's so it about? It's about, it's during the 1932 World Series, and somebody stole Babe Ruth's bat, and this little kid takes it upon himself
to go find
the bat. But the bat and the ball talk.
Oh, and dude.
And then, like, he goes and, like, gets the bat and then brings it. This is what the poster looks like.
I have seen that
movie.
Yeah,
okay. All right, good.
Okay.
He goes and brings the bat to Babe Ruth. What I always admired was how, like, well, like, the animators made all the players look,
like, good.
Very close. Like, Yogi Berra.
Looks like Yogi Berra.
Looks like Yogi Berra. And he's
that,
supposed,
like,
to be, like, the young.
Face.
Yeah, with the dark rings around his eye. Yeah, that's a deep cut Yankee movie for
any baseball fans out there. I always used to, whenever I used to do Redbox when I was like a little kid, that was one of the ones where you can get it for an 89-cent rental.
Yeah.
That was one of the ones that was
like,
can't get
anything
for 89
cents anymore.
Dude, I was looking at a TV show, and in the background, they had 89-cent water bottles, like $1.25 like hot food. I was like, where are we? Like, what is, like, where are we living right now?
We're living in a dystopia.
I couldn't even get a, like, water bottles now, you couldn't find a water bottle for a dollar. Unless you're outside Yankee Stadium and there's some guy with a cooler.
Yeah.
And he's got one leg. That's the only place.
And he's selling fresh fruit.
Yeah, he's got fresh, his wife has fresh fruit. She doesn't speak English.
Nope.
It's dipped in chamoy.
Yep.
And he has one leg, and he has half a cooler full of beer and Gatorade and the other half of water bottles. And he's like, water, keep it closed. You can bring it in the stadium, which you can't. You can't do that.
But it was a dollar.
It was a dollar. You just chug it at the gate.
You chug it at the gate.
Because he lied to.
And then you don't need a drink of water. When you don't need to pay $9 for a Dasani. Fuck you, Coca-Cola.
Dasani, dude. I would rather die before I drink
Dasani.
Dude,
I fucking hate going to any, like, stadium, any arena, because it's like, oh, can I get a bottle of water? That'll be $9. Dasani.
You go.
It's like, are you fucking kidding
me?
I'd rather drink a Dowser.
Here's the tip.
A Dowser.
Dowsers, I don't see those too often anymore.
That's rare.
I kind of miss it. The old logo with, like, the circle and the little line through it, that was cool. Here's the.
That shit slept on, bro.
For real.
I have a bit, but continue.
Slept on. Here's the little method.
Mm-hmm.
Yankee Stadium, all of that food on that first floor, like, around the ring, like, that's a nightmare. You got Benihana at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Why do I need a steakhouse and sushi at Yankee Stadium? You go two up.
Because you want to feel rich.
You go to the concourse, like, all the way at the top with the poor people.
Yeah.
Pizza, pretzels, hot dogs, nuts.
That's what you want.
Water. They'll have soft drinks in, like, little cups. Instead of paying 9 to 7, you're paying, like, 5 to 4, which is still ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you get that water fountain in. You just water fountain for the rest of the game. You can ask for free ice.
Yeah.
If you're at the top floor with the poor people, they don't care. They'll give you more ice. But, yeah, that's the move I always go with. Only thing is, I like to sit down, you know. I like to sit with the rich people. I like to sit.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, your wife probably is like, honey, let's go to
the Mohegan Sun Steakhouse or whatever. Let's go to the Yankee Steakhouse.
Yeah, fuck you.
I would. I hate
I try to get Kara and I to go to a Yankee game this year, and this just didn't work out.
She took me to a Knicks game, Kelsey, which was really, really cool. I was sitting next to an
avid
Hispanic gambler.
Nice.
He was like, I had Jalen Brunson plus 25, bro. Yo, this is crazy. And I'm sitting
there. Did he win that night or no?
Didn't go to overtime. It was 125 to 122, 123.
Uh-huh.
Jalen Brunson dropped 40. It was before he was, like, popping with the Knicks. That was one of his games where they're like, who is this guy? I was there. It was against the Cavaliers. Fantastic game. Yeah, that was my first ever Knicks game. But speaking of the Knicks, 2 days, Boston Celtics, Knicks.
Game one.
Kicking off the year. I'm excited.
Home or away?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Let's find out.
Let's find out. But yeah, we got I'm trying to go to the World Series.
I can't afford it.
It's $1,200 a ticket. If anyone wants to finance me If there are any Jeffrey Epstein-like characters who's a financier who's listening to this podcast and you want to give a young boy his hopes and dreams to give him a $1,200 ticket to a Yankee game, that would be greatly appreciated. Because I cried yesterday. Did I tell you this?
No, share the story for the fans.
I'm on my way to my mom's house. We're going to have dinner. I'm talking to Kelsey just about baseball. She puts on New York, New York, knowing that that's the song they play at the every single end of Yankee games. I don't know what that was.
Sorry, somebody sent me.
What are we doing here?
Sorry, somebody sent me something.
Oh yeah, let's look at Instagram Reels while I'm talking.
It wasn't Instagram Reels. There's something somebody sent me. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Hey, whose equipment is this?
Okay. Yeah, well, bitch. Listen, if I knew how to work any sort of equipment at all,
it's
or
not
know
hard.
How to use a computer,
not hard at all.
Listen, the podcast is over before it's done. Before it's
ends in a fist fight. Yeah. 4 hour long.
One
still
episode.
Ends up uploaded though on like.
We have one episode. It ends in a bloody fist fight. And for 4 hours, it's rolling. It's you trying to hide my body and the police showing up. We got a call for a missing person.
It's like, who the fuck called?
The mic is really far away.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's not here. He left like 3 hours ago.
Oh, that's his Escalade? Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was mine.
Yeah.
And then, all right. Like, so wait, hold on. Tell the story with your neighbor yesterday.
My neighbor. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. Giancarlo just unleashes an absolute hell of a home run. I'm jumping. I'm freaking out. I have a Yankee flag wrapped around my neck. I'm in like mesh basketball shorts that go past my knees.
Uh-huh.
I'm wearing a pre-game warm-up shirt, like
inside.
A Yankees inside with sunglasses and my hat. I'm freaking out. I'm jumping up and down. Then I hear like some rumblings outside of my apartment building. Extra innings comes by. Juan Soto hits a 3-run blast. I'm freaking out even more. My neighbor comes downstairs. She's like, oh, is everything okay? I heard yelling. She's older. She's a little bit slower. I'm like, yeah, no, everything was great. You know, the Yankees just scored. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. She goes, I'm watching the game. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And me and Mike had a joke where I chest bumped her through a wall and I accidentally killed her. And then police.
Yeah, the bit would be he chest bumps her, knocks her over, goes to the wall, kills her. And then the police show up and the police go, what happened? Oh, I was watching the Yankee game and me too. And then they chest bump, but then his service weapon fires
and
kills
him. I kill a police officer because Juan Soto just sent us to the World Series.
That's
funny.
Fuck.
Yo, we're one episode in, we're running out of steam. We both at the same time just went, this is not a good sign. We, at the same time, for a joke that we told on the phone together, went,
yeah.
Oh, this
yeah.
is beautiful, man. Just guys being dudes here.
Hey.
The sports orphans.
All right, I have before we get to the card segment,
I forgot.
Before we get to that, I do have a segment, all right? So I think
segment.
So I'm going to give you a fictional team.
Okay.
And you have to make the roster of, all right? But each time I do it, the team name and so.
It gets a lot worse.
It's going to change.
Okay.
And there's going to be circumstances, but we'll give you an easy one for right now.
You
have to recruit a team for the Dasani National Baseball Team.
The Dasani
any
National
Any player
baseball
from any
team?
Generation, I just need five starting pitchers.
Five starting pitchers for the Dasani National Baseball Team. All right, can they be real?
Yep.
Or can
they
could
be
fake?
Fictional. They could be
they
fictional.
They could be fake pitchers.
Yeah. Could be anything.
I want ace. I want my ace pitcher. What the hell is his name? Brendan Fraser.
Okay.
That one movie where he's on the Yankees and he throws 100 miles an hour All every right. single time.
Okay.
What's the name of that movie?
That's where he makes that wish, right?
Maybe.
Where he's like with the devil and he's like, I want to play for the Yankees.
Isn't that Dunston Jackson?
No.
I was joking. I'm well aware that that movie's not Dunston Jackson.
Oh, I didn't hear what the fuck you said.
Have you seen Dunston Jackson? All right, we're getting off topic. I'm talking about Dunston Jackson. That's my second
The Scout. Oh, you're talking about the Scout.
The Scout.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking
about.
All
right, so you want the Scout.
Yeah, I want him. I want Charlie Sheen, not his character
from Major League,
just Charlie Sheen.
All right, that's your
Tiger
two.
Tiger Blood, Charlie
okay,
Sheen.
Okay, that's two.
I want Domingo Herman,
okay.
who threw a perfect game. Sadly, he does have domestic abuse.
He does.
Allegations.
He does. The Dasani national team doesn't care.
Well, listen, Dasani is an evil company.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you know what? I might have to go back.
No going back. We'll be here for fucking years.
I should have made the most evil roster.
So Brendan Fraser from The Scout.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
Actual Charlie Sheen.
Domingo
Herman. And then who am I having close out this group of starters? See, I'm trying to think of something that would be funny. But I don't know.
Well, through the power of editing, I could
Bartolo
just...
Colon.
Okay.
We'll throw Bartolo Colon in there. He's the glue guy. He's funny.
All right.
And then
your fifth man, who would be your fifth starter?
Who's on the last spot? Junk ball pitcher. You're getting five innings out of him most.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. You know what? I like Fidel Castro. He was a baseball guy.
Fidel Castro.
He was a baseball guy.
Okay.
So
famous dictator Fidel Castro.
Well, yeah, because this team is evil. Besides Bartolo Colon.
Brendan Fraser is not evil.
Well, again, I didn't think of the whole... You said Dasani, which is an evil company. I was thinking, you know, oh, let's kind of throw
a fictional guy
in there.
All right, so we... Okay, just to recap. Brendan Fraser from The Scout. Charlie Sheen, the guy.
Yeah. Not...
Domingo Herman. Bartolo Colon.
Yeah.
And Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Why is Bartolo Colon evil?
Again, he's not. He's the glue guy.
He's
the guy who you're like, all right, that's the PR move.
Okay.
But then I felt bad because, you know, Brendan Fraser could also be
the
glue
guy. Yeah,
he
needs a good guy. You need another good guy to balance it out.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have two guys in the locker room, three guys in the locker room. It's, you know, a little I Love Lucy.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. And
that was terrible.
That concludes. No, that was interesting. Interesting. That concludes fantasy team.
Fantasy lineup.
That concludes what the fuck was that?
That concludes the worst segment on the show where we just named like good people, bad people, Dasani Water Company baseball team.
Yeah. And then next week we'll be like, all right, now you have to draft a first baseman, a second baseman, a third baseman, but they all have to be under 6 foot tall.
that's not too hard.
All right, well, think about that. And that's the end of that segment.
Short. I'm trying to think of other sports things that are... Oh, Premier League. Yesterday, fist fights at the Tottenham game. Fist fights.
What happened?
We were playing West Ham.
Uh-huh.
There's this bastard named Kudus. I don't know. I should be better at these pronunciations. He's got a celebration where he scores, and then he goes sits on a chair off the field.
Oh.
And I'm like, all right, first off, that sucks. Second off, don't do that in my stadium.
Yeah.
Like, that got me mad.
Was at the Tottenham Spurs stadium?
He did it in the stadium.
Ooh.
Got me real mad. Later in the game, hand, face, pushing guys, smacking them, getting all aggressive. He gets sent off.
Good.
So we're all fired up. We're like, yeah, we put three by him. 4-1 Tottenham win. On top of that, Tottenham win, Notre Dame win, the Rangers beat the Maple Leafs, and the Yankees clinched the pennant. What a day yesterday. Can I just say, I'm running off an incredible high from that game.
And the only reason why you started the podcast
was because of that. If we lost every game, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
Okay.
I would be face down in a ditch outside of my apartment crying. You thinking and wrap up?
Well, I mean, do you have anything else?
No. I'm just taking it all in. Episode one. Done and dusted.
And what is the name of this show?
Listen, we're still workshopping it. We've got sports orphans because last night I was thinking I don't have a dad. He doesn't have a dad. Technically, it's not an orphan, but sports orphan rolls off the tongue better than sports fans without fathers. Sports bastards, sports orphans, live from the Alamo with the sports orphans. We'll workshop it. You know what? Oh, you know what? I feel stupid. I asked for questions. And I got tons of responses. All right,
so let's do the questions then.
I got tons of
questions. Why don't I read them to you since you're the host?
You're going
to
read to me?
Yeah. Okay.
We got tons of questions.
All right. And now it's time for a Q&A. These come from Moiko's followers. I'm just gonna give you a couple.
Just give me some random
ones. I'll give you some random ones. this one comes from K-A-N-A-I. If I smacked your ass at 8 p.m., what time
come
would
on.
It stop?
This is a sports program. This is a program. Right.
From Nolan R. Kane. Can.
Wait,
sorry,
what
no.
was that question?
If I smacked your ass at 8 p.m., what time would it stop jiggling?
Oh, man. That's a good question. But block him on my account. Why don't you?
All right. So this first question comes from Nolan R. C-A-N-N. All right,
Nolan. Thanks for the question.
Tottenham, Mount Rushmore.
Tottenham, Mount Rushmore.
That means, what is that, four people?
Four people. For me, in my lifetime, I mean, I know there's tons of legends. You know, you got like Paul Gascoigne and all that. From my lifetime, I will say Moussa Dembele, one of the greatest midfielders I've ever seen play the game. Of course, Harry Kane. Got to have Harry Kane up there. Son. Got to have Son up there. And for that fourth spot, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But just from the memories I have and everything I saw, it's got to be Dele Alli. Those seasons before he fell off a face of a cliff, he was the best player in the world. It was magic. So I'll go Moussa Dembele, Kane, Son, and Dele Alli.
All right. That's a hey.
Quick answers. That one came
hell
from
yeah.
the heart.
This next question comes from Domolito, D-O-M-O-L-I-T-O-O.
Domo.
Who is that one mediocre basketball player that has a special place in your heart? I have one for me, and that would be
Steve Novak
New York Knicks.
That's a good poll.
Yep.
I like Steve Novak. I mean, there's a couple.
Okay.
You know, like Mario Chalmers.
Show.
I liked Mario Chalmers. Ron Baker from the Knicks.
Okay.
There's that one Stephen A. clip where he was he averaged like 2 points a game.
Yeah.
Just a white guy from Wichita State playing on the Knicks. I loved it. I love a white guy. I love a white guy to get behind. We got Tyler Kolek on the team right now. I'm gonna be standing behind him. But when we had Ron Baker, someone called into Stephen A. Smith after he got dropped by the Knicks, and he was like, "Hey, Steven, just wanted to say, I don't know why the Knicks got rid of Ron Baker. Seems like a legit all-star after averaging 2 points." And Stephen A. Smith just goes, "Have a nice day." That clip is legendary.
Yeah, there's always the clip of the Steve, of him who it's like,
"Stephen
A.,
I'm on brick mode right now."
Yeah, where the hoes at? Have a good day. All right, one more question
that's
here.
Good. Tablo Cephalosha and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
All right.
As well.
Very nice.
And that one kid from Australia, Dayton Ayton, I don't know his name.
And this next question comes from jackdial_.
Okay.
I got to know, how are you an Eagles fan and a Yankees fan?
So.
He did share the story. No, wait. Did you
no,
share
No, I have
story?
Not shared no. the story. From New York, like, I've always been a New York sports fan my entire life. Every team besides football is New York. I'm Yankees, I'm Rangers, I'm Knicks. But when I was a kid, my older cousin was a huge Eagles fan, and I saw an Eagles training camp, and I'd also been to a Giants training camp. None of them came up to me. No pictures, no, like, anything. At Eagles training camp, they brought me up, and, yeah, I got pictures with, like, T.O., I got, like, a ball signed. Like, you know, my cousin was big into it. So from that point on, I was just a huge Eagles fan. That's the one team that I'm, like, outside the New York realm for. But that's pretty much it, just, like, being a kid.
All right. Thank you, everybody else, that submitted your questions.
No other questions?
I mean, we could do one more.
Just
but
shoot me, like, one more. We'll do
all right,
one,
shoot you
more.
One more.
We'll do four questions.
Okay. This one comes from coconut.toothpaste. Grizzlies in the championship contention? Parentheses, yes.
Listen, I like the Grizzlies. I think they're a scrappy team. Playoffs, maybe. Finals, absolutely
it's
not.
It's way too early to tell with the season to even fucking start
way
yet.
Too early. Yeah, the games haven't even started yet. I don't think they're going to be.
Ja Morant stays out of jail.
Yeah, Ja Morant. Well, they got Zach Edey. You know about
Zach Edey? Yeah.
Massive, like, weird-looking, like, shark head dude from Purdue. He's crazy. I don't know how he's going to translate to the NBA. But one thing I do know, the Knicks will be in the playoffs, and the Knicks will be making a run to the final. That's what I'm looking forward to. Grizzlies, you know what? Shout out my friend Baj. He's a huge Grizzlies fan. So, you know what? I'll give him a benefit of the doubt. We'll give him a playoff berth, eighth seed. We'll give him a really low seed playoff berth. Who knows? They might go on a Cinderella run. So that's what I'll rank the Grizzlies. I'll rank the Grizzlies as ceiling, eighth seed playoff berth.
All right.
That's where I'm at.
And that concludes the Q&A portion of this show.
Thank you for your questions. We will answer more next time. But, I think that's going to wrap this episode up. Listen, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate all the love that this past podcast that we've filmed together has gotten. Mm-hmm. Some pretty good reception. I watched through the whole podcast as a narcissist. I liked it a lot. Hopefully we're going to turn this into a regular thing, talking sports. Maybe the next time I talk to you, we got some World Series games under our belt.
Yeah.
Hopefully Notre Dame beats Navy. I'll be at that game. I'll try to go to a World Series game. Most likely not because I have zero money, but you know me. I'll find a way. But, thank you guys for listening. Appreciate all the love. And, Sports Orphans out.
Cut.